Today, former Enron executive Michael Copper said he and Chief Financial Officer Andrew Fastow illegally diverted millions of dollars from company partnerships into their own pockets. Copper made the admission as part of a deal with federal prosecutors. He pleaded guilty to two felony charges. Prosecutors also said they are preparing to seize assets from Fastow and other Enron officials who took part in the illicit deals. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The last time Michael Copper appeared in public was in February when he refused to answer questions from a House committee investigating Enron's demise. Today, he was talking plenty, showing up inside a Houston courtroom where he pleaded guilty to charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. Copper told how he and Fastow had used Enron's highly complex off-the-books partnerships to siphon money to themselves and people they knew. In one case, he said Fastow personally lent money to some of their friends to enable them to buy Enron's interest in a windmill farm through a partnership called Radar. Later, the two men arranged for Enron to buy the assets back, generating millions of dollars for all involved. But Copper said the two men concealed what they were doing from others at the company. After his appearance in court, Copper stood outside before reporters while his attorney, David Howard, read a statement.
Today, Michael Copper has accepted personal responsibility for his role in the Enron tragedy. Michael has admitted that he misused his position at Enron to enrich himself and others, and in so doing violated his duties as an Enron employee.
Howard also confirmed that Copper would surrender $12 million in illegal profits to the federal government, money that will go into a restitution fund for those hurt in the scandal. Copper is the first Enron official to face criminal charges, and his decision to cooperate represents a big turning point in the prosecution's case. The 37-year-old Copper was managing director of Enron Global Finance and also served as top lieutenant to CFO Fastow. Former federal prosecutor Christopher Bebel says Copper was in a position to provide highly damaging information about what went on at the company.
This isn't a tangential player. This is someone who worked hand in hand with Fastow. He's going to be able to talk about the intricacies and the nuances of the scheme.
U.S. officials were clearly pleased by the prospect of Copper's testimony and the possibility that he will implicate others at Enron. Stephen Cutler, director of enforcement at the Securities and Exchange Commission, appeared at a press conference in Washington.
The action against Mr. Copper is an important chapter in the story of Enron's collapse, but much of the story remains untold. This case is but a first step, albeit a vital one, in our effort to hold responsible and to bring to justice those who participated in this massive betrayal of the investing public's trust.
U.S. officials are thought to have their sights set right now on Fastow himself. The Justice Department said today that it was preparing to seize some $22 million in assets from people involved in the schemes, and most of that will come from Fastow and his family. Less clear is the fate of Ken Lay, the chief executive. Lay has expressed ignorance of what happened under his watch, and his attorney, Mike Ramsey, repeated that claim today.
Mr. Lay and Mr. Copper don't know each other. I don't think Mr. Lay could have picked him out of a lineup before the time of the congressional testimony. So as far as Lay is concerned, I don't know of any changes that that have happened here today.
As for Copper himself, he faces a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. Prosecutors can ask a judge to reduce that as a way of compensating him for his cooperation. But with all the attention Enron has received, U.S. officials may feel some pressure to ensure that Copper does some prison time. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.